Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God, trusting you're having a good day in the Lord today. And, of course, make plans to be in the house of God this morning. We appreciate you taking time for a few minutes to listen to the broadcast and hope it will be a blessing to your heart and to your life this morning. Good to be saved in these last days. Now, we're living in them, you know. We've preached about them for a long time. We've read about them, we've studied about them, but we're in the last days today. The Lord's soon coming, I believe, with all of my heart, and I'm glad you can be ready to go when the Lord comes. Made a promise to us when he went away. He said, I'm going, but I'm coming again, and that promise is just as fresh and just as real as it can be today as it was the day that he made it. The very words of the Savior is good for every generation. Since the Lord went back over 2,000 years ago, the church has been looking for him. We're still looking for him. It's fresh every morning, knowing that he may come today, and trust that he will. I don't know when. You don't know. Nobody else knows. But the Lord does, and he's going to send his son to get his bride one day, and we're going home. Amen. It's going to be good to get there and get rid of these old earthly tabernacles we're living in and get a glorified body just like the Lord Jesus and be forever with the Lord. That's going to be a great thing. Adam and Eve sure messed it up when they sinned in the garden, but I'm telling you, Jesus is going to put it right. Through his blood, the redemption that's provided through his blood, he's going to set it right. And everybody that will accept it, come to him, he will save. He said, I'll in no wise cast them out. He'll save to the uttermost. And brother, that's complete salvation. Amen. Instantaneous, complete salvation to every sinner that will believe, not just a select few, but to every sinner. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's good for every person today. Amen. You weren't born to go to hell or born to go to heaven. You got a choice to make. Jesus came to present himself as that choice. And come unto me, he said, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest to your soul. That soul today is what needs salvation right now. That's what God provides for us. And then, of course, one day looking for the redemption of the body when he comes back the second time to get every believer. Not going to leave one. Amen. Not going to leave one behind. We're going home to be with our Lord. Oh, it's good to be here this morning. Good to have a beautiful Sunday morning to worship God in and go to the house of God. We're having services here at Mountain View where we're members at, 10 o'clock for this auditorium Sunday school, and then 11 to 10:45 for the worship service, and 5 o'clock for the evening service. And so you be much in prayer that God would just bless today in the house of God. Meet with us. Taking all the precautions, everything, trying to take every precaution that we have to make folks comfortable, and so you come and be with us this morning. All right, good to be in your home this morning, wherever you may be listening from. Maybe in your automobile, driving down the road. I trust you're on your way to church. Of course, it'll be a little bit early for you to go this morning, but still, I hope you're planning on being in the house of God this morning. We want to pray for your needs today. A lot of folks need prayer, and we've spoken to folk this week that needs prayer, and we've told them we would remember them when we pray. We want to pray collectively for everybody that God's got help for, and he does have help for everybody, and for those that's made mention and those that are sick and suffering. We trust that you'll look to the Lord today for the strength and the help that you stand in need of, that only God can give. I know doctors are good, and I go to them myself all the time to get what they give, but ultimately it's the Lord. It's God that provides them the talent and the gifts that they have to be able to minister to the needs of the body, but it's ultimately it's God. It all comes back to him, and I give him the glory and give him the praise. So I want to pray for your needs today, and some of you not able to get out and be in the house of God. I know it's not like being there. I understand that. I trust the day real soon we're going to get back in the house of God, everybody together. Be in the house of the Lord and worship God in spirit and truth. And so you remember these needs today. If you know the worth of prayer, you pray also for folks today. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for the privilege to come before a holy God. Lord, just confess our sins and our failures and our shortcomings, God, which are many, they're daily, that we have to be cleansed to wash our feet every day in the precious blood of Christ. And Lord, I pray you'd meet every need that's on Radio Land this morning, those that have needs there at home today. Would you minister to them, touch them as they look to you for help and for strength? And I pray you touch the sinner's heart this morning, those that are lost and undone without you. Somebody may be listening today that's lost. I pray that you'd speak to their heart, bring them under Holy Ghost conviction. I show them the need of a Savior in their life and draw them with cords of love and the power of the Holy Ghost to yourself this morning. Have your will and way and help us in the Word of God this morning. May it be a blessing to some precious heart that's listening, and we'll thank you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning, and I hope it will be a blessing to you as they sing. And I tell you, these old songs are always a real blessing to our hearts today. You listen now as they sing.
A tired and weary soldier has fought the battle true. Now lays down his weapons, his fighting is all through. His record stands in honor among the very best. He hears the master whisper, it's time for you to rest. A hero for Jesus is what I like to be, and fight the mighty battle against the enemy. And when I get to heaven, there'll be a great reward. I'd like to be a hero in the service of the Lord. There stands among the angels a soldier brave and true, who has no earthly medal to show what he's been through. A shield of faith is armor, a Bible for a sword. My dad became a hero in the service of the Lord. A hero for Jesus is what I'd like to be, and fight the mighty battle against the enemy. And when I get to heaven, there'll be a great reward. I'd like to be a hero in the service of the Lord. I'd like to be a hero in the service of the Lord.
Amen. We ought to be a servant of the Lord. I tell you, there's coming a day he'll reward his servants. He's not going to forget about those that stood for him. So much in the Bible about that. I tell you, there's a blessing of one day seeing the Lord, and he'll, at the judgment seat of Christ and a marriage supper of the Lamb, going to be a great day. be a great day when God gets all sorted out, get rid of all of our failures and shortcomings and things, and we get that glorified body and be in a state of perfection, completely like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, we're going to have another one now. Hope it will be a blessing to you as they sing this morning.
Well, I've been over mountains, and I've walked through the valleys, and from troubles cut, I've had my sin. But in heaven eternal, at the end of my journey, it'll be worth every mile of the trip. Like a happy pilgrim who's arrived on that shore and forgot how the waves tossed their ship. Just to see Jesus smile, hear him say, well done, child. It'll be worth every mile of the trip. Well, I stood by the bedside of a loved one departing, and I've heard the last words on their lips. I see a crystal river flowing, feel a gentle breeze blowing, and it's worth every mile of the trip. Like a happy pilgrim who's arrived on that shore and forgot how the waves tossed their ship. Just to see Jesus smile, hear him say, well done, child. It'll be worth every mile of the trip. Just to see Jesus smile, hear him say, well done, child. It'll be worth every mile of the trip.
Amen. Be worth it all when we get there. Thank God for that. This morning, amen. All right, we're going to look to the Bible now, the book of Philemon. The book of Philemon this morning. And, of course, there's only one chapter, so we can't say turn to the chapter, but the book of Philemon. And try to bring to you some thoughts we feel like we need to start on this morning. Don't know how far we'll get with it, but I want to try to bring to you the message today. The book of Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus, and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because that the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, specially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore as a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee now that owest unto me, even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord, having confidence in thy obedience. I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But withal prepare for me also a lodging, for I trust through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Now, Paul is writing here to Philemon. We know you're familiar with the story of Philemon, this man that had a servant that fled from him. And, of course, when he fled, I don't know, undoubtedly he might have been in jail with Paul, because Paul here was a prisoner, and he won him to the Lord. He got saved by God's grace. And my, what a blessing when you see what happens when folks are presented with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, miracles are still happening today. The greatest miracle that could ever happen to anybody is the salvation of their soul when they get born to the family of God. But he identifies himself here in verses 1. He said, Paul, his greetings come from himself, a Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, and to Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. Here identified himself, and they were from Paul. The greetings came from Paul and Timothy. Now, here was a young preacher that was with him and helping him, and of course ministering to him, undoubtedly, as Timothy, writing unto Philemon. But it must have been a good day in the jailhouse there when this man was saved, and he's writing concerning, of course, this beloved one that got born to the family of God, became a believer. And of course, he identifies him as, Onesimus. And this man, running from his owner, his servant, servant holder, he was indebted to him in some way. And of course, he had ran from there and escaped from there. And of course, in so doing, he came across the Apostle Paul, maybe in jail, as we mentioned. But what a blessed day it must have been there, wherever they were at, for Paul to share with him and preach to him the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this man was looking for freedom. And if you'll notice, the irony of this is he found freedom in the jail. He found freedom in the jailhouse. He found freedom from the sins of his past. There's a forgiveness that God gives us when we get born to the family of God. There's a cleansing of our past. There's a removal of the sins of our past that God removes from us, forgives us, and casts them in the sea of forgetfulness behind his back, and never to be remembered any more of God. We remember those things, but God don't. He forgives, and God forgets when he does that. And so here we find that Paul is identified, and what a great day there when he presented the gospel to this man that had been fleeing from him. And of course, Onesimus was one that was indebted. He talked about his indebtedness to Philemon, and of course here Paul was trying to set it right with him and wanted him to be right by those that he was indebted to, because when you get salvation, there comes a change of heart, and God puts a responsibility upon us to make the rights wrong where we've wronged our brothers. And of course, there's the forgiveness that God gives us when he forgives us, and we can forgive others. But he identified himself here and greeted him. Paul, look at the condition condition of Paul. Paul said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ in two ways that could be interpreted here. We found that he was in jail for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was his indebtedness to Jesus to preach. And of course, he'd been put in jail on occasions for the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he was a prisoner in the jailhouse, but of course also he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and he was in servitude unto him. His Lord was the Savior. That's the one that Paul was indebted to, was the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as you and I today, we're so indebted to the Lord for what he's done for us, what he gave to us. And he didn't do it for us to pay him back, but he wants us to go to work for him and serve him the rest of our life because of the debt that he paid for us. And so it's a free thing. God gives salvation freely and with no regrets, with no anything, but he gives us that free gift of salvation. And here we found that he was indebted. Paul was, his condition was a prisoner. His companion was Timothy. I'm not seeing that salvation worked for Timothy. It also worked for Onesimus. When we look around us and we see those other Christians that have been saved, and we see how drastically their life has been changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then they become a light, a city upon a hill which cannot be hidden. We see that. We see what worked for them will also work for us, and as salvation's good for everybody. But he identified himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ, serving the Lord there in the jailhouse. He wasn't sitting there in the jailhouse moping around because of his inconvenience of being there in the prison, but he saw that only as a pulpit, as an opportunity to present the gospel to others that needed the Lord. What better place could you be to have a captive congregation there of those that's lost without God? They're not going anywhere. They're there. You got to witness to them. And when the Holy Ghost opened the heart of Onesimus there in the jailhouse, thank God, and he received the free gift of God, salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, it changed his whole life, his whole attitude toward others. And so we found that Paul is a prisoner. And of course, we found the greeting was given here to Philemon and to the family. I can almost see and hear Onesimus as he told Paul what he was running from and how that Philemon was his servant master, and he was indebted to him, and he got tired of it. He fled from there and got to get away from that indebtedness. And in so doing, he found the free gift of salvation for himself. And of course, we find that Philemon, and of course Onesimus knew this, that he was a child of God. He was a servant of God. It didn't matter to him then when he was indebtedness to him, but now it mattered to him because he became a fellow believer. As Paul began to explain the things of the Lord and how believers are brothers in the Lord, and then of course in the heart of Paul, he was looking back and knowing Philemon, he knew this man was a Christian, and this man was a good fellow believer, and as sort he wanted to help this young Christian they had in his companionship there. And of course, as Timothy greeted him, and Timothy welcomed him to the family of Paul, and they began to talk to him about his past, and he began to talk to Paul about, and no doubt in this man's heart he thought, now I've got to set things right. I'm running for the wrong reason. But he ran out from a servitude only to find that himself to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ also. But it's a whole lot better to serve the Lord than to serve man. But Paul, Philemon, the saint of God, and his family, was identified here in these verses, of course, to our beloved Apphia, and of course, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in the house. And so there's that the beloved, he talked to Philemon, dearly beloved and fellow laborer. He identified him as a fellow laborer. I remind you, I'm serving with you. You're my fellow laborer. And what we're laboring for is the salvation of souls. And that was in his mind, you know. And of course, no doubt many times that Philemon had witnessed to Onesimus there as he was serving him and I'm trying to get him to become a believer also, but he fled from there and to find salvation there with Paul, the aged apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we find Philemon, the saint of God, his sister, and it may have been his sister or a sister in the church. I don't know which it was. It didn't really say. It could have been Archippus' sister, and our mother, or anything of that nature. But beloved Apphia, only mentioned one time in the scriptures here, and that, you know, brother, it meant something to the Lord to mention that name, and that because this man knew her, and of course knew the faith that was in her also, and the faith that was in Archippus also, the fellow soldier that Paul had. Paul was in a battle. Paul was in a fight. He was fighting the good fight of faith, and Archippus was one that was in the church there in Philemon's house, and he was a fellow soldier. He was a fellow battle warrior there in the fight for the Lord Jesus Christ, identified with them. And so this group of believers there that Paul began to write to and greet them and writing unto them, reminding them of his companionship with them and his laboring with them. And so we found that he mentioned them also, the fellow soldier, and to the church in the house. He had a church in his house, amen. And no doubt Onesimus had been to that church and no doubt he had met to worship with them on the Lord's day many times, and prayer meetings and so forth, but he ran from that. He ran away from that. How many of us run from the gospel? How many times we fled from those that would witness to us about the good grace of God and ran away from that only to find God to get us somewhere else? God, you see, God's everywhere. God's got a servant everywhere. God's got the gospel everywhere. Have to get folks saved by God's grace. So don't give up on those that run from the gospel. Don't give up on those that flee from opportunity to be saved and reject it because they don't want that. Don't give up on that, because you never know when the faithful witnessing of the gospel may take root in that heart. Even though they run, God's got somebody somewhere else to get a hold of their hearts and to convict them of their sins and bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord. So Philemon here was an instrument that God had used to be a fellow laborer. And so Paul was going to send Onesimus back to him. We get more into that later. But back to him to become a useful servant of God there in that place and bear witness of the saving grace of God in that place. And so Philemon was such a blessing to be a place to send him back to. And we'll get more to that later. But listen, don't give up on those that reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't give up on those that flee from the truth and maybe even move away from the truth. But there's somebody somewhere that God is using through the prayers of the servants of God to bring to them to salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, saint of God, don't give up on that sinner that you're praying for. God's got somebody somewhere through the Holy Ghost of God that will bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, our time's gone this morning. We'll be back next Sunday. God bless you is our prayer. Until then, amen.